This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, Power Hour Nation, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. It is 4/14/2017, the 14th day of the month. I'm your host, Daniel Brigman, but I'm not alone. In fact, it's quite a full house we have here. To my left, none other than Josh, Power Hour Josh, is here. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Our very own Power Hour Josh. There'll never be another one like him.
Oh, is that, who's that voice in the background?
That's your captain, sir. That's your captain.
It is Captain Joyce Riley here.
But not really. I'm just kidding, the Pentagon. I'm just kidding. They told me never to say that again. Captain. But anyway.
Troublemaker.
So, what's happening in all of our worlds today?
Well, I think obviously I've been to Moab, Utah. I don't know if you have.
No.
You've never been?
No.
Beautiful place. Very cool community. Nothting like that bomb that was dropped yesterday. They named that bomb after that. I have no idea why.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't that strange?
The largest bomb, non-nuclear, that America has was dropped yesterday. And did you see the pictures of that plane? That's, I think it was a big C-130 or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure did. Yeah. Syrians have a lot of C-130s, you know. I'm being sarcastic. Yeah.
Do we know how much that bomb costs?
Like no, no, that's a good, that'd be,
I haven't seen
good.
The receipt for okay. it, but I did well, hear it was going to be in the millions.
Well, the reason why I asked is because I think the total count of dead ISIS fighters was like 16 or something, and so I'm just wondering, you know,
per
cost-effective.
Cost-effective. So, per freedom fighter, if we divide...
Say it was 1.6 million.
Yeah. Oh, 1.6 million?
Well, let's say it was.
They must have gotten them on sale.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's probably cheap, isn't it? I'm probably low.
You know, this thing, it's a serious story, though, about weapons around the world. The United States has made all their money doing that, and they're pretty proud of the weapons that they have now. They know what's around the world. They know that there's probably tops anything that there is.
Right. Well, their goal, supposedly, as they came out, was to bust the tunnel system that was there around Afghanistan, because supposedly the ISIS can, or Al-Qaeda can pop up here and there and get us, kind of similar to Viet Cong and Vietnam. But you know, this is very concerning. War is escalating despite Trump keep continually saying, we are not entering Syria. We are not entering Syria. Well, we keep seeing bombs dropped.
Yeah. I think we see these things happening. It's so surprising just watching these things happening, as we thought was going to be kind of wearing down or coming down. But no, they've gone back and now really seem to be wanting to prove their stuff. But things have, I think, been increased. The effects of things have been increased on both sides, Republican and Democrat, if that's what we're supposed to call it. Didn't we come up with a different name for Republicans and Democrats?
That I can't say that on the radio, Joyce.
Oh, really?
Okay. This is a family show we have here,
yeah,
Joyce.
Yeah, Republicans and Republicrats.
Yeah. Well, or we could just say, you know, Group 1 and Group 2 and really demoralize all of them. But, oh, sorry about that. I think there is a desire on the part, I wish there wasn't right now. I think there's a desire on the part of the people to have more war, just a little bit more, to make sure that everything's all calmed down. But they don't understand where the war came from. Who is ISIS in the first place?
Well, North Korea, same thing. Who put those white Toyotas in their hand?
Bingo.
Who gave them the those flags, those black flags?
Yes.
You know, and the chemical weapons in the back of the Toyota trucks. And North Korea, I mean, this is the same thing with North Korea. Donald Rumsfeld, we mentioned that the other day. ABB, go look it up. Go Google ABB gives nuclear reactors to North Korea and
well,
see
I
who
doubt
was on
they
the board.
Gave them.
Oh, no, they that's true.
Yeah, but lots and lots of money. And the story is that he sat on the board of ABB prior to becoming Secretary of Defense. So he went out of ABB at about,
2001, about 2002.
2000, yeah. So he went off the board, 1999, I think. And then 2001, it continued with the sales. Anyway, we'll be back after this 3-minute break with Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. 8 minutes after the hour. So glad that you are joining us today. Well, we put our crack research team on this. As you know, the Moab bomb, the biggest bomb, non-nuclear bomb in America's arsenal, was dropped yesterday in Afghanistan. And we did a little research on cost effectiveness here.
Okay, now on our crack researcher, which I must say is Blake up at Genesis, so that none of us falsely get credit for it. Thank you, Blake, for watching out for me. 36 people allegedly died, all those fighters that nobody can figure out which side they are because they all wear the same clothes. And then 16 of the bombs at, I told you they would have gotten them at a sale price if they had done it.
One bomb for
one,
16
One
million.
Bomb.
Yeah. Right. One bomb for $16 million. And how many bombs were set off?
Uno.
One.
And how many more do we think we'll show for? Try to make everybody think we're big, ooh, tough guys. If we got the biggest bad boy around, the Moab, they can, you know, use that for a lot of
attention. Liked Blake's comment where he said that, you know, and there's still bad pipes in Michigan. After spending,
after spending that kind of money on...
Absolutely.
Love bombs.
I can't believe the amount of money that they must have stored away beyond just the regular group of weapons that they have. I mean, so much money, we would not even understand how much money goes into weapons.
Well, have you seen those rooms like drug dealers will find sometimes, and the whole room's full of cash? Can you imagine the Defense Department, what they got stashed away, black ops everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
I was watching RT last night, and there was a guy giving, he was talking about his PTSD and stuff, and he said his job was to guard the pallets of money on the airplanes as they would come and land. He said there were, he did it for every day for a month, and every day there were multiple planes coming in with multiple pallets taller than him, wider, you know, as he said, he just could not believe so all that money coming into Afghanistan.
Okay, and so what year? What year was that?
Let's see. He was out by 2007.
Okay, and with what he is doing then was guarding, he knew that those were drugs. He knew it was from drug sales.
I'm
sure he probably didn't ask questions.
Yeah,
well, that's probably true.
I don't think
you
asked that kind of question.
Yeah, right. Hey, is this some drug money?
You have a receipt for that, please, sir? Can I see your receipt?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Where do I get some of this stuff? Yeah. Okay. So, well, other than that, how is the world without the Moab bomb now? Why Afghanistan again? Did they give any justification?
Well, I think no. I think it's very vague. I think like a lot of these things are very vague.
We bomb because we can.
We bomb because we can. Well, I mean, at least in Syria, they had a reason. It may have not been true, but at least they had a reason.
Thank you very much. I am less convinced now than ever.
Every day that goes by.
Yes.
You know, we have some stories about that in the news. I don't want to jump the gun there, but.
Better get started soon.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get to the news.
Yeah, we won't have any.
Yeah, and the first story, you can't keep a good man down. You know, we were very sad about Napolitano being pulled off of Fox. Well, he's back on Fox, and there's a good reason. Now, CNN confirms Fox's Napolitano. British intelligence passed on Trump surveillance to U.S. spy agency, which is exactly what Judge Napolitano said. Roughly a month ago, during the height of the mainstream media mania over Trump's alleged collusion with Russia, Judge Andrew Napolitano appeared on Fox and Friends with a startling new revelation, namely that President Obama circumvented U.S. law and employed a British intelligence agency to conduct surveillance of the Trump campaign. Despite Napolitano's assertion that the information had been confirmed by three separate sources, the Obama administration and foreign intelligence agencies issued an immediate denial. And the mainstream media, which is corporate media, not mainstream, was all too happy to trash the latest conspiracy theory of the competitor network. Now, about 30 days later, Napolitano broke the story. CNN seems to have just confirmed it. British and European intelligence agencies intercepted communications between associates of Donald Trump and Russian officials and other Russian individuals during the campaign and passed on these communications to their U.S. counterparts, U.S. congressional and law enforcement, and U.S. and European intelligence sources, so says CNN. There you go.
Yep, looking good.
Now they're confirming the story that they absolutely trashed him for 1 month ago.
And he's back on the air, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Doing a great job. You know, I thought, well, maybe he'll lose a little of his spunk because, you know, maybe he's going to keep his ears a little cropped or something.
Yeah.
No, man, he's letting it all out. So I respect him for that.
Yeah, he's one of my absolute favorites on TV. Yeah. Maybe my favorite.
Who would be it better?
I don't. That's what I'm saying. Maybe my favorite.
Yeah, but I don't think there's anybody that I would even come close.
Yeah, but you're biased. You got a little crush on him. So.
Who's that?
Napolitano.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yo, boy. Yeah, he Jersey. I'm not Jersey.
She likes Tillerson's hair. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. I kind of think I like Tillerson, too. I'm not going to make any claims right now.
Well, the IRS, the water just gets a little deeper for them. Why don't you go ahead with that story, Josh?
Yeah, from the Gateway Pundit, Representative Peter Roskam went on with Stuart Varney on Thursday morning to discuss recent developments on Capitol Hill. Roskam told Stuart House Republicans are planning filing criminal charges against Lois Lerner. The Obama administration was very lenient with the crimes that Lerner committed, and those are strong words that I'm using, but the House Ways and Means Committee voted out a criminal referral to the Department of Justice, which was completely dismissed by the Department of Justice. And we think that Lerner did two things wrong. Number one, she did not people due process and equal protection of the law based on their political philosophy, and we're convinced that there is an overwhelming evidence to suggest that that is true, and that is a felony. And secondly, we respect that she suspect that she lied to the Inspector General of the Treasury Department. More than 30 lawmakers sent a letter to President Trump last week calling for the IRS Commissioner John Koskinen to step down from his post before the end of his term. So, you know, finally we see some action on Lois Lerner. I don't know, you know, with us having the memory of a, what is it, a goldfish? Yeah, goldfish, yes. You know. She targeted the, what are they called, the Tea Party.
The Tea Party people. She wouldn't give them status.
Right, yeah. Conservative groups. So,
well, this goes right along with our guest in the second hour. We have Pete Hendrickson coming on from Cracking the Code, and, you know, he'll unveil a lot about what the IRS is doing, so that'll be interesting.
Can I say something regarding...
are you asking permission?
I am. by the way, I just want to say how thrilled I am to have you all here today. And Josh has a friend in the studio, too. And I appreciate all of you guys very, very much for keeping me going and the show going and everything going. And I just think you guys are doing an awesome job together. Thank you. And you know what? I'm going to make a special request today in this first hour. Phil, if you're out there, I need to talk to you. Give me a call, Phil,
855-995.
Don't you love three people giving you the number at the same time? That always works real well, you know. 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. And I'll give you till the top of the hour to decide if you want to talk to me or not. But I'd like to open that up and like to hear from you, Phil.
Yes, that would be fantastic. And another story related to the swamp being drained, possibly. Now, you remember the story about the State Department member who was arrested for espionage? Well, she's in court. China Clinton-era State Department employee arrested for misleading the FBI and hiding ties to China. Candace Marie Claiborne was arrested on March.
Did you say tithes? Tithes, as in tithing
ties.
To China?
Ties.
Oh, ties. Oh, I didn't think we'd be tithing to Germany. Go on.
Well,
sorry.
China tithed to her. That's the problem.
Okay, got it.
That's where we're at. She made her first appearance in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. The following day, she pleaded not guilty and faces a preliminary hearing the 18th of this month. Candace Claiborne is charged with obstructing an official proceeding and making false statements in connection with her alleged concealment and failure to report her improper connections to foreign contacts, along with the tens of thousands of dollars in gifts and benefits they provided, said U.S. Attorney Phillips. Quote, as a State Department employee with a top secret clearance, she received training and briefing about the need for caution and transparency. The case demonstrates that U.S. government employees will be held accountable for failing to honor the trust placed in them. I hope that is true.
Finally.
Yes.
It's about time.
You know, on Monday, I had a list of 16 things that I could identify that Trump... hear that, Josh?
Oh, yeah.
There were 16 things that he has done,
that
which
the,
I thought
that
were
the
pretty
do-nothing
incredible.
President has done?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. The media tells us he does nothing. Well, here's another one to add to the list.
Yeah, Trump has wiped out the Obama's pro-Planned Parenthood rule. Trump signed legislation on Thursday reversing an Obama-era rule that banned states from withholding federal funds from clinics that provide abortions. He signed H.J. Resolution 43 2 weeks after the Senate approved the legislation 51-50, with Vice President Pence casting the tie-breaking vote. States can now block funding that would go to facilities like Planned Parenthood, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administration Seema Verma said Thursday that the president's signature shows he's keeping his campaign promises. It's an important step for the administration that shows they want states to be in charge of the decision making. Imagine that, states in charge. Verma told reporters reporter Penny Nance, the CEO of the Concerned Women for America, agreed that this is a states' rights issue, which it has always been, and we have been clear we want to shift funding from Planned Parenthood to community health centers.
We're going to eviscerate Trump when he does something wrong. We should clap when he does something right.
Yep.
Fantastic. This is a big step.
That was pretty passionate, if you ask me.
What, the clapping?
Yeah, the clapping. That was pretty pathetic.
We can't get it all out in one thing, Joyce. We got to save it up. We can't. This is a step to really down the road to get rid of Roe versus Wade for me, at least from the federal area. I don't know if you have any thoughts on the Roe versus Wade kind of abortion path there, Joyce.
Oh, great. I take a drink and he asks me a question. Guys are talented.
You drink during the break.
All right, fine.
Well, anytime I see states' rights issue, you know, the states getting more power, that makes me happy.
Yeah, it does. It gives you a feeling, a little bit of elevation.
Well, we'll be back after this 4-minute break and later in the news. Find out what Turkey is doing with their gold. You will, I think you'll be concerned.
Turkey and gold.
Turkey and gold.
How many things can they do with it? Let's
see. We'll be back.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Seed trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Ah, yes, it is. Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 24 minutes after the hour. I could have got lost in that if you'd have played that anymore. The call has been made out, or put out, I should say, by Captain Joyce for Phil. Phil, if you want to get in, the line is open. Phil, if you are listening this morning, give us a call. Captain Joyce would like to talk to you.
Roger on that.
Let's get back to the news. Now, I have heard from everybody, from Ron Paul to Mika Brzezinski, every one of them says that Trump's plan, the wall, what have you, we'll do nothing for immigration, we'll do nothing to do any to stop it. Well, we've totally seen that that's not true, and now look what's going on with some of these, quote, sanctuary cities. Lansing, Michigan, rescinds sanctuary city status after only 10 days. Michigan's state capital of Lansing has bounced from being a welcoming city to a sanctuary city, and now back again, all in the span of 10 days. Council members changed their minds due to the threat of losing federal funds and opposition from businesses. Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero designated the state capital as a welcoming city in an executive order on April 3rd, creating written standards for the Lansing Police Department when interacting with immigrants, different than regular citizens or the people that are already here, I assume. The officers will not ask people they encounter or arrest about their immigration status. By Wednesday, however, the city council reversed its decision with a 5-2 vote after warnings from the city attorney, federal lawmakers, business leaders, and residents that such a designation would risk or hurt their federal funding aspects of their budget. Wow.
I have a question. Okay, if we believe in states' rights and the overstepping of the federal government...
I think we do.
Okay.
I think most of us do.
Should the federal government be funding these cities and giving money to these cities if we truly, you know, applauding the fact that they threatened to remove the funding, which is something that I personally believe. I don't think the feds should be funding cities in any way. I don't know. It's kind of I feel weird about it because on one end, I'm glad that they're doing what, you know, Lansing's doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But should they be threatened with the loss of federal funds when they shouldn't be getting them in the first place?
Well, are you asking me my opinion?
Yes, my opinion. I respect both of you guys.
My opinion is it's completely, the balance of financial power in this country is completely unconstitutional.
Right.
Yeah, I think we both agree with that. I think most of our listeners probably are perplexed by that. But having said that, in the dynamic that we have, if the states put money to the federal government and then the federal government is giving grants, those grants come with attachments. It's not, it becomes not the state's money anymore. What the state should do, if the state really wants to do something, just quit giving the money to the federal government.
Yeah, that's
the solution.
Sure.
But they're not. That's the way I see it.
Interesting conversation.
Yeah. You know, there's been a lot of paradigm shifts in this country recently. And, you know, the Overton window, so to speak, has been changed. Well, it's time that the Overton window is completely shut on Department of Family and Child Services. DFAC should be shut.
Yeah. A California mom who lost her newborn baby at a hospital is cleared of drug charges but still doesn't have her children back. I know, it's awful. California school teacher is still fighting to get her children back 9 months after they were ripped away from her by Child Protective Services, who we know take care of children really well.
Mm.
Lori Ibrahim's 2-day-old breastfeeding baby was seized by L.A. County Department of Children and Family Services after Kaiser Permanente, South Bay Medical Center accused her of drug abuse. The only drugs in her system were properly prescribed medications, but social workers allegedly cooperated with every demand that Social workers used the positive drug screening as grounds to seize her baby, Yusuf, and his 5-year-old brother, Kian. Since that time, Lori has allegedly cooperated with every demand that the CFS has placed on her, including submission to a gag order to be silent and take down her Facebook page. Social workers have created an image of the mother to present to the court, which seems to serve their apparent agenda of keeping the family apart. And the reports, however, from the psychologists and other therapists that Lori has been compelled to see paint a vastly different picture. The picture is consistent with the reports from those who have worked with Lori and the parents whose young children Lori has taught in school during her 15-year career, a career that is now closed to her because of the CFS allegations. Ibrahim presented evidence to the Health Impact News and to the court that she was innocent of the charges that were used to seize her children, and the court has reportedly dismissed the substance abuse allegations, finding that, as she said from the very beginning, she was only taking properly prescribed medications. Yes, it has not made a difference.
Oh, my word. You know, because being quiet and listening to their gag order, that's really working.
Right.
You know, you got to scream bloody murder on this, on these type of stories. But we're up to our break. We have a 3-minute break, and we'll be right back, and we will talk about scorpions. Way too much about scorpions. I think you're going to be interested in this. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so many things going on in the world. Babies dying, mothers crying. How much more is one human life worth? And what happened to peace on earth? We believe everything that they tell us. They're gonna kill us, so we gotta kill them first. But I remember a commandment, thou shalt not kill. and how much is a soldier's life worth, and what happened to peace on earth,
and the welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Everything we've been told from our birth.
Isn't that beautiful music? My gosh. It just sets you in a whole different frame of reference. Now I just feel so much love for all you guys after that. That is just so neat.
We're going to pick daisies after the show.
I don't know that's too good a thing to do, but anyway, I want to tell you that we really need your support at the Power Mall. And I know you hear this all the time from everybody on Genesis, but we do too. And we are striving. We are working hard, aren't we, Daniel, to keep this show going?
Yes, yes. And, you know, we're moving forward and we need you. And this is your show and we're in the Power Hour Nation together. We are all in this together.
Yes. And Gary and Wanda have brought us to such an incredible place. Do you know they have been here 17 years?
Wow.
They have been doing the website for us. And I thought they were bad guys trying to get a hold of my computer when they said, you need a website, lady, after they heard me on Coast to Coast. He called me up. Gary, you've got to understand how sensitive Gary is. But he said, why don't you have a website? And I said, because I don't want a website. I don't think they're going to stay. I don't think they're going to be around very long.
It's not going to last.
Yeah, you think I'm going to put all this money in a website and it'll be gone tomorrow? I don't think so. So anyway, here we are today, and I am so incredibly the gratitude is horrendous that I feel. It's wonderful for Gary and Wanda. But we're going to be updating and doing some things that computers make you do, but it's going to have a new face. And I can hardly wait to see it. And Daniel has been working so hard. And thank goodness we have this team that we have. But anyway, let me get back to the please get some Power Hour items should you need them. Remember the Sun Air Purifier is on sale. Sun Air Purifier on sale. And that is the best around. You know, the reason I really got interested in this, because this Sun Air Purifier looks like a little silver box. Mm-hmm. That's all there is to it. Nothing fancy. You know, no bling on it or anything.
So easy to work on if you need to change the bulb mm-hmm. or whatever.
I need you to show me that today. I don't know how to change my bulb. I got one I need to. But you only change the bulb, what, 18 months? Something
2 years, yeah, a couple years. That's if you use it like 24 hours a day. Yeah.
Okay.
If you use it less, then it can last a little longer.
Yeah, I don't use it. The cats do, that, but they need it. Anyway, Strauss Heart Drop, sale, 20% off. Please, please, please. The 16-ounce dry clay. Last night I ran out of toothpaste and used dry clay.
Mm.
It's a really... What do you use? You use the Vitamir.
Yeah.
You use Vitamir?
I use Vitamir, and sometimes diatomaceous earth. I will.
Oh, that's right,
I can't say the other word.
And,
what's the other word? Fossil?
Fossil
shell flower.
Shell flower.
Say, oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Say that three times. Fossil shell flower.
Yeah.
I will use charcoal as well.
And
after about three times, and I'll mix it with the Vitamir, so it's just not... But, you know, you smile in the mirror and your teeth are off.
Oh, my
like
gosh.
A zombie.
Oh, yeah.
But it really whitens your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to try charcoal.
Man, it'll take no time at all. And there's no, you know, I had my teeth done one time when I was on a cruise. You know how you want to do everything there? Well, they were whitening teeth on there. Was this an exciting cruise or what? No, it was not a senior cruise either. We'll show you how to brush your teeth now. And so, anyway, they did that whitening stuff. Pain in your teeth for days.
Really?
It takes so much of the
enamel.
Yes.
Wow.
It was horrible. I said I would never do that again, but I'll tell you what, all it takes is maybe three times, depending on the shape of your teeth.
You will notice a difference after about 3 days of using charcoal, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got things for you to do all day long. You get up and you swish your coconut in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
And then you brush your teeth, and they all involve Power Hour products for some unknown reason. Okay, sesame seeds, 1 pound bag, Italian seasoning. Now, this is a deal because I use Italian seasoning in almost everything. Don't you?
I don't do a lot of cooking.
Oh, that's right.
My wife is a very good cook.
Yes, she is. Oh, we got to have her cooking last night.
She's an extremely good cook.
Oh, my gosh. She is. What a sweetheart. And such a good mother of those two children. So anyway, Italian seasoning, 16-ounce bag. Oh, it's on sale for $14.87. That's really, really good. And then 20% off Christianity Unmasked. And Sharon Lynn Wyeth, know the name, know the person. Now, she's on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Third hour. And
third hour today.
You're going to have an opportunity to get your own name. We're going to take a lot of people's calls. I apologize for last time. We will get to you this time.
I have spoken with him.
Yes.
I have spoken with him. Okay. And like I said, heart drops, oh, my gosh. You go through those a lot because they work. So make sure you get enough heart drops while they're on sale. 877-817-9829. Now, there's been some exciting stuff going on, email-wise, between Daniel and myself and Phil from Florida. So I don't follow all of this because all I see is a great big long letter and I fall asleep. So anyway, I thought, I haven't really done much with this, so I would ask Phil what his problem is. So let's bring on Phil from Florida. Phil, are you there, guy?
Good morning, Joyce. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Phil.
Hey, what's the weather like in Florida now?
Another day in paradise.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it. I would love it, love it, love it. I you see parts of all these emails, and Daniel's telling me what's going on, but I need to talk to you because I really need to spend some time. You represent a certain number of people in our audience. Because obviously there are people that have all different kinds of feelings, and I want them to have different belief systems. But it seems like you're wanting me to know yours a lot more than I don't understand it. So tell me what the issue is that you and Renee or whomever have with me, and I'll give you about 5 minutes because I really want to know if it, because it may impact a lot of other people.
I'm concerned and. The more, now that we're talking about it, I am not happy with the email, you know, overdoing the emails to you. I'm glad we're talking, but I'm concerned that, you know, the people, our fellow Americans from the red jersey side of town are being deceived once again. I really believe this is the Trump deception. And and I'm trying to voice that and have been, on the other end of the radio, those of us out here in our kitchens around the country hearing it, when it comes on in the morning, you know, when Renee said TPH equals Trump propaganda hour. Some mornings, I have to say, man, it sounds like it's not what I expected of the power hour after listening.
Okay,
all these
tell
years.
Me in one sentence the reason you are upset with the power hour, or me, or Daniel, whomever. What is the reason you're upset? And if there's somebody else, really, if there's one or two other people out there that feel the same way, it's Feel Good Friday. I know we've got news to get to, but I want to know, because this is getting to be kind of on the ridiculous side, I think, of too much emailing, and I'm not going to participate in it. So what
and
I'd like
to...
I'm
glad you called me on the email, and
well,
that's childish. I accused Trump of being a child yesterday in email, and then I have to look at my own self, you know, whenever you point, you got four fingers pointing back at you. When I believe that whatever we take a position of support or whatever for one side or whatever, when others hear it, right away you feel like, well, there's another, I'm not putting this into words too well, but it just, I appreciate Daniel and Josh, and I've expressed that multiple times, and I'm thankful for Daniel coming in and
He had, you know, let me just tell you something,
thinking, you
Phil.
Know, what?
Phil, mm-hmm. We were about to go off the air. Daniel with Numana has done he's such a good businessman with Numana and built it up. And we had relations with him for about 3 years. And he was like the most upstanding, never jerked us around.
He saved the ship from sinking, yeah. Well, and I'm well aware of that, and I appreciate it.
Well, but I would have just as soon, if Daniel was half the product that he is, half the person that he is, I wouldn't have him on here either. I would have just shut down the show. I'm going to just shut it down because I have gone through a lot of people that say they want to do this and then don't.
It's not lost on me, Joyce, and I'm just expressing, I'm just voicing, I think that this is the Trump deception
Okay, what is Trump? Okay, wait a minute. We've got to find one thing. Trump mm-hmm. is deceiving us how?
I believe that a lot of people... And y'all included are falling for, you know, you wanting Trump to be what you want him to be, just like the you know, our fellow Americans from the Blue Jersey side of town who wanted Obama to be everything he said. You know, it's because you want him to be. We're not getting a clear view, I think. And like you had William Engdahl on yesterday, I think by being looking for reason, you know, tit for tat, I don't know if that's the right word, but matching scorecards, it seems like that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, all right, thank you very much, Phil. I have to tell you, I still mm-hmm. do not understand why we're having this conversation. But as far as my feelings toward Trump, I'm 50-50 now. You know, Daniel keeps it right up at about, you know, 80, because he believes, he looks into everything that he does. And if he's uncomfortable with it, he'll bring it out. And he has. And I have, too. There's a whole bunch of things I don't like about Trump, but that's not the issue. The issue is, why is it bringing a wedge being driven between us, between people that have listened to me for 10 years?
Good question. And I've got to take some blame for that.
Well, let's just all try to see through this. Let's see through this and try to come together, because the last thing we need is more division. But I'm going to think about this, and we'll talk about it later. Daniel wants to say something.
Daniel and you and Josh should be who you are, though. We shouldn't be. We've got to be real with, you know, we should all be who we are, you know, and not hide anything. I'm not trying to.
Who's hiding?
No, I'm not saying anyone is. I'm saying Daniel should be who he is. You should be who you are as far as, you know, if you're a Trump fan and
I'm not a Trump fan. I am a realist. I'm looking. Okay,
but you know, I'm not saying anyone should change who they are. Is what I'm trying to say. Nobody should have to change who they are.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I agree. I got to go to Johnny B real quick. I don't want to take too much time on this.
Okay.
Let me say real quick. Let me say, hey, Phil, let me say real quick. Let me say to everybody, I get a lot of emails, a lot of feedback. I love your feedback. I see, like I've told you, I've told the audience very much, I see a crossroads in this country. I am not particularly a Trump apologist, a Trump. I don't have his poster on the wall. That's what I always say. Trump represents something in this country to me.
Yes.
In the first 80 days he's been in office, there have been, I can name 16 remarkable things that have come. I've also been on the radio and absolutely blasted him for continuing this 9/11 false flag, which looks like a false flag lie about Syria. I am very critical of him when I can. I think
when I need to.
Yeah, not when I can, but that's my perspective. But also, and this is probably a bad comparison, what if Hillary would have won? He is our only ship that we feel we have an ear You know, he's doing things like getting rid of the abortion funding in Mexico City. He's doing things like stopping the immigration on the border. He did that. He did that. And I'm clapping.
TPP.
He stopped TPP dead. He did that.
Okay. All right. This is a giant, huge waste of time. If we, I mean, unless we can come to some conclusion here that really, I'm going to be honest with you, Phil. I am like 50-50 on Trump. I love the 16 things he's done. I think he's awesome. And I think that Daniel, coming in here, there's a lot of things you don't know about Daniel. He is a leader. How many times have I told you all we don't have a leader? How many times I've said, it's not Alex, that's not a leader. That is a guy that, I mean, he gets out on the forefront and he does his best and he puts his heart out there with all the stuff he does. But he's not a leader. I'm not a leader. I'm not afraid of anybody telling me that. And Josh, you're not a leader. You wouldn't want to take hold of this thing.
In the background and help.
Yes, you would. And Daniel is a leader. And I have seen that in all the works that we have done. So he may come along and be much more supportive and everything that you guys. But it just seems like, you know, he shows me these emails and I think that is a constant bashing. I would not put up with that. I will not do that. So I shut down looking at it. Now, the reason I'm doing this is not because this is a major issue we need to deal with, but because I think it represents other people out there who are maybe feeling the same way. And we just want to make it clear, I'm 50-50 on Trump. Daniel's probably, what would you say?
Well, I'm probably 75-80%. Well, I think we need to support him because we need to push him in the right direction.
See what will happen. I don't think he's going to bring us back to, you know, bad times. I don't think he is. But anyway, enough of that. Now, we're going to a break right now, and then I will take Johnny B, and that's it. But is there anything else you want to say, Phil?
I want to be clear. It's not lost on me what Daniel has done to save the show, and I have expressed many times how appreciative I am.
I know your heart. I know.
I needed to hear this, you know, about the bashing with the emails. You're right.
Well, that's okay.
Thank you for calling me on it.
Thank you. We love you, Phil. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break with Johnny B. Love you, Phil, and I mean it, too.
Thank you, Phil.
You know it. You know it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? using tested military designs, the Solark EMP hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
One love.
What about a
one?
One
love.
What about a little?
Get together and feel alright.
As it was in the beginning.
One love.
Oh, shall it be in the end?
One heart.
Alright.
Thanks to the Lord.
And I will feel alright.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Get together and feel alright.
That's our Love Fest song for today, dedicated to Phil and Renee. We love you guys, honestly. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, and I just think that sometimes we get stuck in a place and we can't get out. And I certainly have been that way in my life. But I just want you all to know how much I appreciate Phil. You know, Phil has been, for years, has been the most passionate person to end the war that I knew. And that says a lot. He's the most passionate person. And against abortion. Well, I don't know. I don't want to say that words, put words in his mouth, but it seemed like he's been with this, doing this, and I just appreciate him so much. So anyway, I just want to say to everybody out there, we can't meet everybody's needs, but we want to do whatever we can to spread information, and I think we're doing it. So we'll see how it works, and we'll try to work things out and make sure they work with everybody. Johnny B., you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Hey, there's my sound I was looking for. Good morning,
all right,
guys.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was going to come in on Phil's side. I've made the remark quite a bit over the last couple of weeks. It sure seems like it's Trump pep rally morning anymore. But the question I want to ask, actually, there's a question that keeps coming up. I've heard this all over. How many different places? Well, what would it be like if Hillary got to be president? I tell you what, guys, if Hillary would have got to be president, America again would be a kitchen table term. Everybody would know that term. Daniel, who's more important in our government, the president or the Congress?
Well, I think the people are. I think that's the whole point of where we've been turned. It's the people who are most important.
No. In our government, who's more important, the president or the Congress?
Well, it's constitutionally, the president is a symbol.
No, I'm not asking a constitutional question. In our government, who is more important?
For us right now at our time.
Just come on. We can be here all day. We don't have much time. Okay.
Well, it's the Congress. It's the people's voice. Everything, the founders were adamant. Everything should organically be created from the local district. Congress is our only representation from our government, our structure, and it has no business being in Washington, D.C. That is our corporate sector. That's why we live under a corporate rule. And we are dangerously close to fascist Marxism.
Oh, we've been that way for a long time.
Oh, no. We're going to be 10 times worse than what Soviet Union was under Stalin. 10 times, guaranteed.
Okay, well, we're out of time, but thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call, Johnny B., and we're just going to work through it. I'm going to be the same person I always was, and my beliefs are staying the same. And when we say Trump hour, Trump promotional hour, well, I don't think so at all. I don't think it's the Trump hour. And I think if you guys, you know, if people don't want to listen, they don't have to.
Right.
I wonder how many people don't like what they're hearing now. I don't know. And from other people, if you agree with Daniel and me, or if you agree with Phil, Johnny B., I'd like to know. If you just send me the names of them, I'll just Phil Florida, who you support in this gig. I don't know what to do about it, but I just don't want the emails, and I appreciate everybody understanding that. Okay, Do we have any other? We're out of time. It's time to.
Yeah, it's almost time for our next guest. We'll, you know, talk about fighting the government or fighting the truth or bringing power to the people. Our next guest, Pete Hendrickson, you're going to love hearing his story. Love it.
Well, you're going to hear another idea about the IRS. We don't promote anything here. This is for your educational purposes only. We'll be right back. 1 minute, 10 second break. This is Joyce, Josh, and Daniel, and Josh's friend.